More people know their Bible today than at any other time in history. Let that sink in. There's more at our fingertips to understand God and His Word than at any other time. So why is the church struggling now more than ever? The 80s and 90s were like the apex of Bible knowledge. Everybody was sending their kids to Sunday school. They were learning at Awana's all these important Bible verses. People would spend time going to Bible quizzes so that they knew more Bible. Seminaries and Bible colleges were springing up and growing and building as people said, we want our people and our kids to know the Bible. But here's the thing, knowing didn't make us any better. Knowing about God is not the same thing as actually knowing God. When you think about it, even the demons, they know all about God. They were maybe even in His presence before they were cast down. Knowing doesn't actually make you good. So the answer, I think, isn't to study less. It's not to not study. The answer is to maybe study differently with a different set of outcomes in mind. And I just want to walk you through, we've been talking about during Lent, the practices of walking with God from the celebration of discipline from Richard Foster. And there's three things I want to touch on. First, we study the Bible for transformation. So instead of coming to the Bible to understand it, we come to the Bible to be transformed by it. We let the Bible read us and look into our lives and show us the contrast between God's values and our values and draw us towards God in repentance. It's not the other way around where I read the Bible and I'm the master of the Bible. We let it master us. The second is that we study beyond the text. All of creation is a taste of who God truly is. And so we look at nature and relationships and life experience. They're all revealing God. And so I want all of us to get beyond just the Bible and start asking God how He's revealing Himself in nature, how He's revealing Himself in our relationships, how He's revealing Himself in our time in like praying and walking with Him in this world. And the third is we study with humility. So we don't study the Bible to use it against someone. We study the Bible as a way of being with God. This is the crux of it. When we study the Bible, it's not to know things about someone, it's to actually know that person. It's like reading a bio or a dating profile of someone and saying, I really know them. That's not the type of study that we're talking about. The type of study that we're talking about is like when you stare at their face and listen to the timbre of their voice and you notice the way that the flecks of color in their eyes change as the light changes. And they have little wrinkles in their ears and on their nose that you delight in. And when you look at someone, like when you hold your own child, even you study them so that you can enjoy who they are. That's what it's like to study God, is not to understand, but to know. And I want to invite you, study God so that you can experience His presence more in this season of Lent.